The Middle Ages, Part 2. Continuing with the tour, you are now facing Cabinet 3, where you can see some examples of two-handed swords. These are characterized by the long length of the blade, which measures between 90 and 110 centimeters, its two sharp edges, and its weight of around 2 kilograms. They date from between the first half of the 14th century and the 16th century. From that point onwards, their use began to decline, due to the changes brought about on the battlefield by the introduction of firearms. The example that you can see in the lower section of the cabinet, measuring 140 centimeters in length, and with a decorated, inscribed blade, may have been used for ceremonial purposes, given its highly ornamental appearance and the flimsiness of the blade. Now move on to Cabinet 4. The bow and arrow, a weapon that boasts a long history, experienced a revival in Europe during the Middle Ages, until it was replaced in the 15th century by the crossbow. This weapon, of which three 15th century examples can be seen here, possesses a short bow transversely connected to a wooden or metal frame. It fired arrows or darts made of metal, known as quarrels, reaching distances of up to 300 meters. Before the advent of firearms, it was the most technically advanced weapon in European armies, and one of the most feared, since its quarrels could pierce even plate armor. However, it also had a low rate of fire, and required time and effort to re-tighten the bow. Outside the cabinets at the end of the room, you can see a variety of pole arms, weapons comprising a sharpened blade or tip connected to a long shaft. Boasting a long history of use, they came to the fore in the Middle Ages and Renaissance period as a method for tackling cavalry. Among the pole arms on display in this museum, the most notable is the halberd, which appeared in the 14th century and normally measures 1.5 meters. It has three attacking parts: the sharpened tip, a hook to bring the enemy down from their saddle, and an axe head which could penetrate armor. The pike is very simple, consisting of a metal blade fixed to a wooden shaft. The partisan is a characteristic type of lance or pike, which has a wide, double-edged blade. It also has two axe heads at its base, which in time evolved into decorative pieces.